Welcome, human. I hope I wasn't too rough with you. Have you been enjoying the view from this cell? It's been so long since anyone dared challenge me. In my own home, of all places. The nerve of some people. Did you even know who I was when you and your friends kicked down my front door? What I am? I love that look on your face right now. The look on your face when I swatted your little sword away, like it was made out of wood. The look on your face when all your other friends ran away and left you here alone. That look on your face when you realized that you were going to die. I live for those moments. Well, if I did live. You still haven't figured it out yet. I'm a vampire. A creature of the night. A hunter in the night. Do your kind not tell stories about me? How we steal people from the streets and drain them of their blood? Shh, shh, no, it's okay, shh. Fear not, human, for unlike you, I won't try to kill you, so long as you behave. Now, let me get a good look at you. Your shirt, remove it. Do you really think you're in a position to say no to me? That's better. Don't worry. You'll get used to doing as I say soon enough. Now stand up and let me inspect you. Yes. You look healthy, strong enough, and clean, thankfully. Ah, I think I caught myself a real treat this time. It's been a while since I've had a human in my den. The last human I knew passed away some decades ago, and it's left me thirsty. Yes, I think you'll make a most delicious meal. And your body looks strong enough to survive me feeding on you, if I hold back. You're trembling so much. You don't have to be this scared, human. Let me explain. You're actually quite lucky to have met me. Other vampires I know would treat your kind as nothing but disposable blood bags. I, however, do not agree with them. It would be a terrible waste to suck you bloodless on a single time. No, I much prefer having a meal that I can return to again. And again, and again. Do you get it now, human? You're mine now. Forever. There. It's okay. It doesn't have to be a bad thing, you know? My last human was fairly happy with the situation. You see, I have this theory about blood. I believe blood tastes better when it is given willingly. There's something about the taste. You can tell when the blood was cared for, or when it was taken by force. When it's given with love, it tastes like love. Do you understand? So here's my promise to you, human. I will not take a drop of your precious blood until you give it to me, freely. Of course, I'm still not going to let you leave, so it's up to you when you wish to give me your blood. It's only a matter of time. I don't mind waiting a few more years. Ah, and there it is, that last spark of hope that died in your eyes. There, it's better if you give in sooner. Humans who give me what I want get rewarded. I can give you your own bed in my castle. I'll make sure you're well fed and healthy. I can give you anything that'll make you happy. Did you want other humans to play with? I'm sure that could be arranged. No? How about I play with your hair? Do you like that? Feels nice, right? Good boy. You didn't even flinch when I touched you. So, what do you say, human? Don't think I haven't noticed you looking at my body. Is that the type of reward you'd want for giving me what I need? Aha. That perked you up. You understand, you're precious to me. Just like a fine bottle of wine. And I take good care of all my precious things. Look me in the eyes. Do you feel my hand gently touching your body? All of your worries floating away as I kiss your body. As I slowly trace my fingers towards your neck, now tell me what to do. Ask me to bite you. Beg me to bite you. Good boy. Now relax. Don't be afraid. Yes. This is what I needed. Willing blood. Happy blood. This is exactly what I desired. You see, it wasn't so bad. You're still alive. And still awake. You are a strong one. Don't pass out on me just yet. I want to reward you, my pet. Now lie down. Save your strength. I'll take care of you. Let's get rid of those pants. Oh. All nice and warm and hard. Looks like you still have enough blood left in you. I can practically feel it throbbing in there. Does that feel good, pet? As I rub my hand along your dick. Thank me. Say, thank you, master, for taking care of me. Good, good. See how I reward my pets? Yes, that's right. Just melt into my hand. That's a good boy. You're all mine. A toy in the palm of my hand. That feels nice, right? Good boy. Now then, maybe I'll suck on something other than your neck. Would you like that? Okay then. I think you've earned it. Don't worry. I won't bite this. You'll learn to trust me. Tell me when you get your strength back, and then I'll really reward my obedient pet. Your moans are delicious. Almost as delicious as your blood. And it's all mine. Someone's looking more awake. Come. This dungeon cell is no place for obedient pets. Now, this room is a lot more appropriate. Give me a minute to lose this dress. I see you've already found a bed. Very well. Make yourself at home. It is yours now, after all. Lie back. You'll need all your strength for this next part. Do you feel that? My pussy grinding up against this lovely cock of yours. Now be a good boy and... holy fuck. No foreplay. Oh fuck. Oh. Fuck. Oh god. I see you've got your strength back. Well, don't think you can outmatch me, though. Look at you, treating me so rough. If you think I'll collapse like some common human harlot, then you are mistaken. Almost cute. You think you could ever claim me? Go on. Just try it. Come on. Make me scream. But remember your place, human. You're mine now. Mine to play with. Mine to control. Mine to suck and fuck as I see fit. Stop struggling and let me enjoy my ride. That's it, human. Fuck me. This is your reward after all. This is all for you. That's right. Take it. Thrust your hips up into me. Oh, good boy. Oh, yes. Oh, right there. Oh, fuck. You want to come inside me? You do? Do you? All you gotta do is ask. No, beg me. Say it. Come with me. Come in me. Oh, fuck. Good boy. That's a good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. That was perfect. Now you understand. It's not going to be so bad being my pet. Now, you'll be a good boy and let me know when I can bite you again, right? Right. That's a good boy.